This proposal is similar to others Democratic Governor Jim Doyle has vetoed three times. Only this one would sidestep the governor. That's because it's a proposed constitutional amendment. If it cleared the full legislature, residents would have a chance to weigh in on whether or not they want it. Greendale GOP sponsor Jeff Stone says requiring a photo ID at the polls would make sure the state's election system works.
There's no more basic element to democracy than our vote and having it counted accurately.
But Democrats say the requirement would drive down turnout among voters who don't have current photo IDs, namely minorities and seniors. They also question the need, pointing to a recent audit by the State Elections Board. That report found that out of the more than 2 million people who voted in the last election, only 82 were felons. Representative Louis Malepsky of Stevens Point was among those who voted against Stone's proposal.
Because in my area, central Wisconsin, we do not have voter fraud. And from what I've seen from the evidence, we don't have it in Milwaukee.
Yesterday's vote was likely the end of the road for this proposal, at least for this session. Democrats control the Senate and don't plan to call this measure to the floor for a vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.